Everglades National Park lies at the tip of the Florida Peninsula, a long drive for many tourists. The newest attraction is drawing crowds, though.
This was the Missile Assembly Building. Most of the other sites are long gone. That's the real deal. Original artwork left by the soldiers that were here.
My name is Leon Howell. I'm an Everglades National Park ranger here in Everglades National Park.
This spring, Everglades Park launched tours to what was once a highly restricted military base.
This is the barn. This is where the missiles were stored. Every one of these barns was a launch site that had three launchers.
Only the buildings remain after the base was closed and all missile equipment was removed in the 1970s. Other nearby missile sites have been dismantled and turned into a grocery store and a prison. Wayne Landry was a Nike missile technician.
At night when the sirens would go off, we'd be down there 24 hours, we'd have to go down and I'd go to the, I'd go to the launch control trailer and I'd sit in there with a headset on and listen to them track an airplane.
These guys had a real threat. Their radars and their defenses were tested by Cuban aircraft.
Of course, the planes were in the air. Like he says, the planes are in the air. And we were just to back up the planes. If they couldn't get them down, then we took them down. But we never had to do anything.
Many other former service members took the tour this spring. Their memories are crucial to putting together the history of the missile bases, which were active from 1962 to 1979.
It's been hard because we know next to nothing about it to begin with. And there are a lot of details. And when we run across people that were stationed in this unit, they don't necessarily know the operation of the whole unit.
Some 250 Nike missile batteries were active in the 1960s. Veterans recall that tension ran high during the Cuban Missile Crisis. They look back with nostalgia now, only because the missile bases were never called into use.
You didn't tell anybody there was warheads or nothing. They didn't know there was nuclear warheads. They weren't all nuclear, but some of them were and some of them weren't. So you just don't, you know, at the time it was secret.
I reflect on the day, what I was doing, what my folks were doing, what this country was doing. And then at the end, I reflect on war itself as a phenomenon in many ways. Many of us go different ways when we do that, but that's what this place does to me.
The park hopes to offer more tours next spring to maintain the history for those who lived through it and for future generations. Brian Wagner, VOA News.